Shavua Tov to everyone. Parshat Ve'etchanan is always read on Shabbat Nachamu, which is the name we have for the Shabbat after Tisha B'Av, when we read the Haftorah of Nachamu Nachamu Ami, which begins the first of the seven Parshiot, the Haftorot of Nechama, that come between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. Medrash on Eicha Rabbah tells us that all of the Nevuot Kashot that Yirmiyahu Hanavi was going to prophesy on the Churban, Yishayahu already preempted him with Nechama, with consolation. Yirmiyah said, Shamu ki ne'necha ani. Yishayahu said, Nachamu, Nachamu ami. Interestingly, Yishayahu used the double language, not Nachamu ami, but Nachamu, Nachamu ami. And we find the same double language in the famous Gemara in Makot Daf Chaf Daled, where the rabbis are crying over the Churban of Yerushalayim and the Beit Mikdash, and Rabbi Akiva is laughing. They explain that they're crying because the Nevuot of Churban have come true, and Rabbi Akiva explains that he's laughing because now that he sees that the Nevuot of Churban have come true, he's even more confident that the Nevuot of Consolation will come true. And the rabbis respond to him, Akiva Nechamtanu, Akiva Nechamtanu. They too use this double language. The Medrash on Eicha points this out and says, since the Makot of the Churban are Kfulot, are double, so the Nechama needs to be kfulot, nachamu, nachamu ami. I believe this double language is more than just a quantitative emphasis, but also has something to teach us about what nechama means. Generally, people translate nechama as consolation. But if you look in the Torah, both the first time it's mentioned, Bereshit Perek Vav, where it says, Vayinochem Hashem ki asay et ha'adam, God's regret for creating man is not nechama. Later in Shmot Perek Lamed Bet, when it says Vayinochem Hashem al ha'ra'a asher diber la'asot la'amo after the eagle, that also doesn't sound like consolation. And therefore it seems that the meaning of Nechama is a change of heart. Rashi explains this way, Bereshit Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Mem Bet, when Rivka says that to Yaakov, that Esav is mitnachem l'cha l'hargecha. What does mitnachem there mean? Rashi says, Esav has had a change of heart about how to view his relationship with you. Nechama is where we're able to see things from a new perspective, a second perspective, which is why it's Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. To be able to see that though the Beit Mikdash was destroyed, it does not mean that God does not want a relationship with us. In fact, the very opposite is true. God destroys the Beit Mikdash because of his relationship with us, in the hope that we'll become better people. Et asher yohav Hashem yochiach. The one who God loves, he teaches lessons to. The Nechama is about our appreciation that God is there for us, dafka through the suffering as it can be seen. Change of heart, a new second perspective. And when we have this new second perspective, we're able to draw closer to God, this time through Nechama and consolation. Let's think about this when we read this week's Haftorah and throughout the next 7 weeks.